Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin, and co-host, Jeremy Newdell.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. Welcome to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. You are listening to us on Transformation Talk Radio, and this is the second to last episode. Can you believe it, Jeremy? we only have two more episodes left.
Yeah, we were just talking about how when I first started as the co-host, I just felt like the day would never come where it would be March or February or wherever that it would be the end. And here it is. And I feel so blessed to have this opportunity. And, I just want to extend so much gratitude for everyone listening and to Andrew for opening themselves up to me. And I've had so much fun, and it's been just such an honor to do this. So, but we're going to close one door and another door will open. So
exactly.
Very excited for that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel the same way. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I've loved collaborating with you on this and everybody who's been listening since the beginning. And those of you who maybe are just tuning in and are, catching up on our archived episodes, welcome. We are happy you are here. Today we are talking about the awakening of the divine feminine. And, once again, we love to choose these massive topics and then try to cram them all into an hour. So we are going to begin to scratch the surface today. But before we get into it too deep, I want to let our listeners know about a couple of events that I have coming up. One is an online event this Sunday, February 11th, from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. That's West Coast time here in the U.S. It's an online event that I'm doing entitled The Message in the Mess, Using Chaos as a Tool for Creation. And this is really talking about, how do we learn to use chaos, or when things fall apart or we feel like we're lost and things aren't going the way that we thought they should or expected them to, how can we allow ourselves to be present within that and learn how to use that chaos as actually a tool to create for ourselves. So you can sign up for that event by going to my Facebook page, which is Andrew Martin Energy. Or you can also sign up through my Instagram, which is Andrew Martin Energy as well. And then I have a live two-day event coming up in March here in San Francisco, the Transformation Lab, which is Saturday, March 3rd and Sunday, March 4th, 2 days from 11 to 6 p.m. It is going to be 2 days of me collaborating with my friend and life coach, Ryan Allen. He's not my life coach, but he's a life coach. And the Transformation Lab is an exploration of the wisdom of the body, the power of your emotions, and your inherent ability to master your life. So it's 2 days of guided meditation, conscious movement, using the wisdom of your body to unlock and access your power. We're going to be going over the tool that I've created, the emotional architecture. It's going to be one-on-one coaching, small group work. This is an amazing opportunity to work with me in person and to really get into a small, intimate, vulnerable space with myself and my partner, Ryan. So you can find the information for Transformation Lab on my Facebook page again. That's Andrew Martin Energy. And then also you can find access to that through my Instagram. So those are my two events that I want to share with you. And then we can jump right into it. So, this idea of the divine feminine and the awakening of the divine feminine, this topic actually came through Jeremy, a post that you had made on Facebook several days ago. The energies of the feminine and the masculine have nothing to do with our gender, right? These energies and these frequencies are something that we all hold within. We all have our masculine aspects. We all have our feminine aspects. And what we're really seeing on the planet at this time is the awakening of that divine feminine, the divine mother, and that the rise of the empowered feminine energy is occurring, and that creates all sorts of stuff within us. We're seeing it on the planet. We're seeing all of these old systems and institutions start to crumble. And I just want to, you know, again, we're talking about a big topic, but Jeremy, tell me a little bit about kind of what's your perspective on this, and what do you see, or how do you see the awakening of the divine feminine unfolding right now?
Yes. So first, I just want to talk about how this came up, like how this came up for me. I was in meditation, and after my meditation, my nose got really clogged. My nose, like, was all stuffed up. And I have a friend who's really into yoga. He actually just graduated from being, like, a professional yoga instructor, and he's just very into, like, the Ayurvedic and just that sort of stuff. And so I remember him telling me about how, you know, the left nostril is a symbol of the divine feminine, and the right is the divine masculine. And my right nostril was not clogged. It was clear. And so I was kind of using this symbol as sort of playing with how to sort of awaken my divine feminine. And I will say that it's not news to know that we all have a divine masculine and a divine feminine. So it doesn't matter what your gender is or what your biology is. But we all have these within us. And any type of symbol or any type of imbalance that we have relating to either aspects is showing us where these divine feminine or divine masculine aspects are being awakened and up-leveled. And so I was sitting in the bath, and I was researching kind of ways to, like, clear my nose. And so I found the neti pot, which is something. So I ordered that. But I was more interested in how I can sort of clear my left nostril, clear the divine feminine through an energetic process. And so I was just kind of sitting with it. And it's so funny that as I was getting the neti pot, as I was looking for it, it was very assertive and just trying to figure out how to fix this symptom, how to fix this to balance myself out. And so as I was laying there, I just sort of, like, totally surrendered and just totally let myself fall into the Divine Mother, and just, like, almost like I'm going to sleep. Just totally, like, fall into all that is. And, I just started breathing and just relaxing. And then lo and behold, my left nostril started to clear. And it just gave me this really powerful insight that was, when you are able to relax and able to just completely surrender and fall into the natural grace and flow, and you're not afraid to be fiercely yourself and not afraid to be fiercely what the moment is calling you to be and what the moment is, then you actually not only awaken the divine feminine, but you allow the divine feminine to be a foundation for the divine masculine to come out. And so it was almost like when it's almost like in this society that we live in, it's all about, you know, almost this imbalanced masculine and this imbalanced, you know, efforting and trying and pushing. And a lot of the time we don't see our divine masculine come out because we don't have our divine feminine anchored. And what I will say is that, it's not like one is obviously better than the other. They're equal. They're equal counterparts, but it's like the yin and the yang. They sort of feed each other to where the divine masculine, a balanced divine masculine, can help awaken and heal a imbalanced feminine and awaken the divine feminine. And then and an imbalanced divine feminine can, or the divine mass, or the divine feminine can awaken an imbalanced divine masculine. So they work together in this way. And so I was just sort of playing with this idea. And what really came to me was, as awakening human beings, what's really important in the kind of masculine patriarchal society that we live in is to honor and to really embrace a lot of these feminine and, you know, more softer and receptive qualities to awaken the divine feminine, so the divine masculine can have its freedom and have its full assertion and uninhibited expression. And so when it comes to, let's just say, like the archetypal male on the planet, a lot of the time, the men on the planet are really afraid to embody a lot of these softer and receptive qualities because they think it's going to take away from their masculinity. And kind of like I just said, it's quite the opposite, where when you really allow these divine feminine traits to really be let in and to express themselves in whatever way that is your individuated way to do that, is when these divine masculine aspects are really able to shine fully. And then the same can be said in the opposite, or with the archetypal female on the planet, is when, you know, so often the females are afraid to fully be fiercely themselves because they're afraid of the sort of templates that are on the planet now and moving above that standard. And what we are sort of learning is that when the female, the archetypal female, is able to fully and fiercely and unapologetically and uninhibitedly be themselves, that is when their full divine feminine is going to be able to come through and use their divine masculine to then create new templates. So again, it's working in both ways, and both are sort of feeding each other. And so let's just say in a matriarchal society, one that's more feminine dominated, maybe in an imbalanced way, it's going to be important for those beings to embrace their divine masculine qualities more so. But we live in a patriarchal society, so that is kind of why it's really being of the most importance to call forward a lot of these feminine qualities and to embrace the parts of yourself that are feminine, for both men and women. And I have seen this within myself just be unbelievably transformative. I mean, I can't even tell you how beautiful it's been for the healing of myself and just the people in my life to really honor and display these divine feminine qualities. And it's allowed my divine masculine to really amp up and to really be what it needs to be when it needs to be, whatever is being pulled through me. So that's sort of been my experience. Andrew, I'm so curious to hear what you have to say about all of this.
Well, there's so much on my mind, and this is a perfect time. We're going to take a break, but we are just beginning to open up this topic. Today, we are talking about the emergence of the divine feminine. You're listening to A Life Untethered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. And today we are talking about the divine feminine, the emergence of the divine feminine, the qualities of the masculine and feminine aspects that we all hold within us. And if you would like to join the conversation, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click on the player for this episode, and you will see a window open up. And there's a little, in the right-hand corner, there's a little button that says Ask. And you can email us a question, you can email us a comment if you would like to add your voice to this conversation today. And before the break, we were just talking a little bit about how this idea came about, Jeremy, in your own experience with, you know, balancing. And traditionally speaking, the left side of the body represents the feminine aspect and the right side of the body represents the masculine aspect. So you were talking about your clogged nose and your, you know, your sinus issues and how that sort of opened up this new reality for you. Of balancing the feminine and the masculine within yourself. And I think just for the sake of clarification, letting people know a little bit really briefly, like what these two different aspects are. And to me, feminine qualities, and again, this has nothing to do with gender or biology, but feminine qualities are receptive. The feminine qualities are nurturing. The feminine qualities are that infinite patience, right? The cycle of the planet, the cycle of the seasons, the cycle of Mother Earth, and understanding the death and rebirth and the allowance of those things, the nurturer and the receiver. And then the masculine qualities are the assertive, right? The one that says, okay, I'm going to take the impulse that I get from the feminine aspect and I'm going to take action. I'm going to actively create. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to proceed. I'm going to take and I'm going to, you know, break it open and turn it into something. And that is more of the, you know, the divine father, if we want to think of it in that way. Is there anything else that you think kind of helps make the differentiation between the two?
I mean, assertion and reception. That's really the basis of it. So, you know, the divine masculine asserts and the divine feminine receives.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the divine feminine represents death. And then the, like, what I always, like, I really, you know, I'm an astrology buff. So I always think of Pisces as the divine feminine and Aries as the divine masculine, where Pisces is you're falling into oneness. You're falling into sleep. Like every night when you go to sleep, you're sort of falling into death in a symbolic way. And then Aries, you're pushing off of the father's chest, you're pushing off of the ground and into the new day. So that's how I see it.
Yeah. And I love that, the feminine quality of how am I connected to all of it? How am I a part of all of it? And the dissolution of the separation, and the divine masculine is how am I knowing myself as an individuation of aspect of source? Like, who am I, Andrew? That is the pronouncement of the masculine. And, you know, when we're talking about these cycles coming into balance, it's an interesting thing because these energies, the feminine and the masculine, these two aspects, the sun and the moon, the day and the night, and we can go on forever about metaphor. We could find a million analogies and metaphors for it. But it really is, you know, I think it's this idea that we're seeing so much chaos and destruction around us. We're seeing all of these old institutions fall. We're seeing, you know, the allegations and the revelations of all of the abuse that's been going on in so many of the industries around the world, not just Hollywood, although that one is definitely in the spotlight. But this, to me, is evidence of the emergence of the feminine. Anything that is built upon this imbalanced masculine idea, which is aggressive, which is violent, which is, you know, predatory, which is manipulative, which is exclusive. It's really this, you know,
I always just think of the greedy, angry tyrant. Like, that's what I think of when I think of the imbalanced masculine, fearful, aggressive, defensive, really, really like hyped up. And so anything that's built upon this idea, anything that's built upon these old patriarchal ideas, that's what's falling. And it's falling because we are seeing an emergence of this feminine energy and a resurgence of, so it's coming back into balance. So yeah, in a sense, it's almost like we don't have to do anything to nurture the feminine. The feminine is here. What we have to do is what we are guided within ourselves to say, just like you said, like, whoa, there's something imbalanced in my body. There's something imbalanced in my life. I need to focus and listen to that. And then whatever I receive is my work or my mission. It's, you know, it's kind of like, how do I invite gravity into my life? Well, gravity is here. All you have to do is just let it be and learn how to work with it. So what do you say, Jeremy? Like, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, finding the balance within yourself. But what for you, when you look around at your own experience or your own life or even just the world at large, what do you see in terms of this transformation that's occurring right now?
Well, I mean, you kind of said it where, you know, we have all of these structures that we have in our society being broken down. And like, you know, the divine feminine is that's really what it's here to do. It's here to, it's like Shiva. It's the destroyer. It breaks everything down that doesn't work anymore. So the divine masculine can rebuild. And, you know, so that's playing out in a myriad of ways in our society. And so I really like what you said about how this is just how things are moving. And this is just the natural progression, like gravity. It's just here. And, one thing that I will say is that, you know, we kind of think about that and we go, okay, well, what about the people that aren't necessarily conscious of all this stuff? And, you know, is it still just like gravity for them too? And the answer is absolutely. Of course mm-hmm. it is. You know, this is all happening on such a subconscious level for, you know, in the collective unconscious. And just because, you know, some people aren't aware of it, it doesn't mean that energetic things aren't occurring. But what is really important to note is that anytime you make anything conscious in your life, it expands. Wherever you put consciousness, it grows and expands. And so people, you know, the spiritual community and people that are really aware and are sentient of this expansion and of this awakening of consciousness, it's only going to propel it even further. It's only going to accelerate it. So just because you see people that aren't conscious of this, it doesn't mean that it's not occurring. But when the people that are conscious of this are actually the light bearers and are, you know, are the ones that are accelerating it. So I would just say that, you know, if you're a conscious experiencer of this and you are, you know, knowing what's going on, I want you to feel so appreciative and so blessed to be on the front runner of this great change, because I mean, that's why you're here. That's what you raised your hand. You're like, hell yeah, I'm going to come down in this body and be conscious of this expansion so I can help accelerate it for the planet. And not only that, but you are awakening your divine aspects in record time. I mean, this is a time in history where we have the opportunity to expand our own consciousness faster and with more grace and with more mastery than ever before. And so this is just such a beautiful time to be alive. And, you know, I want to make it very clear that nothing has gone wrong. There's nothing that we have to fix. This is all happening in perfect timing. And in order to really, you know, be the conscious, you know, participant in this that we all really want to be, it really all just comes down to honoring the natural things that come up and not being afraid to be conscious and not being afraid to be sensitive and sentient for whatever comes next, because that's really the joy.
Agreed. I mean, that is such a beautiful way to put it, is that these cycles are happening. These cycles are occurring. This balance is, you know, this rebalancing and this things coming back into balance is a force of nature. We don't have to do anything. And when we allow ourselves to be present within that, then that allows us to focus in on what we are being called to do, because all of us in our own way can find a way to balance these energies within ourselves. And it's what I believe to be true is, you know, if you want to heal the world, you got to heal yourself first. Mm. So it is like starting to ask those questions. Okay, where in my life you know, and you can just, it's like what you said, once you become conscious of something, then it grows and it shifts. And once that light is turned on, you can't turn it off. So even if people are listening and they're like, well, how do I do it? What do I, you know, I don't understand how to balance this. It's merely as simple as saying in meditation or just making an affirmation or a prayer and saying, okay, self, spirit, source, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, show me how to move into a deeper alignment with my feminine aspects. Show me how to balance within me the masculine aspects. Whatever energy that you feel perhaps is out of whack, ask to be shown. And very clearly, it will begin to show up in your awareness in terms of things that you can actively do. Like one of the simplest ones is, you know, a lot of times in spiritual communities, we talk a lot about manifestation and how do I call things in and, you know, how do I actuate these things or how do I get these, my money, my success, my, you know, the resources that I need, my house, my whatever. A lot of, you know, when we're having problems manifesting, a lot of times that shows an imbalance of our masculine and feminine, because in order to successfully manifest things in our life, we have to have a balance of the receiving and the asserting. So that's a really, really quick way, is just look at your life and see where things feel a little out of whack. And that's a great place to start to ask those questions, to kind of dig into it.
Absolutely.
This is, again, you know, a huge topic that we are going to do our best to uncover and unbox in this short period of time that we have left. But we are going to take a break. You are listening to A Life Untethered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy, our second to last show of all time. And today we are talking about the emergence and the rising of the divine feminine. If you would like to join this conversation, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. You click on that player and you will see it open up, and there will be a little button that says ask, and you can email us a question or a comment if there's something that you would like to participate, to offer and add to this conversation. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about what we believe and sort of explaining the difference between, right, the divine masculine is assertive and the divine feminine is receptive. And that is like the, you know, the most succinct sort of breaking it down in their most balanced state, healthy assertion and healthy reception. But when we were on the break, you and I were talking a little bit about, you know, other aspects of this balancing of these energies and the topic of boundaries and sort of having these energies healthily balanced within you came up, and there was something that you were inspired to share.
Yeah. So, what's been very, very prominent in my life since this kind of awakening that I had on awakening my own divine feminine, but just this whole idea in general, is one of the keys of one of the themes and one of the biggest things that I have discovered of the divine feminine is a fierce honoring of oneself and a fierce honoring of one's sacred energy. Mm. And a lot of the time, I mean, we see this in society and with the whole Me Too thing coming out, and words, it's just coming to light, of this idea of really, really, really being firm in what you know to be about yourself and what is what you really want and what you desire and what you're willing to let in. Not really what you want to let in, because, you know, for me, what I've just been noticing is that I want to just say no. I just want to say no sometimes, where I'm just like, you know, maybe the outside world or circumstances in family or whatever are, you know, it's basically saying like, if you don't do this, then you're going to have like some consequences, you know. And isn't that such an idle representation of a lot of the tumultuous circumstances that a lot of the women and really just the divine feminine and all of us have faced? And so what it's been, you know, what I have found is just, it's been so empowering and so lovely, and just, it feels so good to honor my sacred energy and commit to it so deeply that when I don't feel the energy calling me to do something, and I just, it doesn't feel like I want to do something at all, to say no and to stand firm in that. And I mean, that can be one of the most powerful things. And as soon as I really started to, you know, at least desire and really want to commit to doing that, I started to feel how the grace and healing opened up for the people around me. Because when you don't give in to something that you really don't want to do, and you really don't feel comfortable, don't feel safe doing, and you say no, and you stand in your power, and you honor your sacred energy, you honor yourself, it's one of the most powerful things you can do, because you're basically choosing to rest. You're choosing to be with yourself rather than succumb to anything that anyone else outside of you wants or, you know, needs you to do. And what you're doing in that moment is you're creating the foundations, the sacred divine feminine foundation for that divine masculine to come out, which is that assertive no, but here's what I'm going to do, right, even if that is just nothing, you know. And it's, so again, I just want to make it clear that it's this dance between the feminine and the masculine, and they really are one and the same in it from a certain perspective, you know. So we talk about divine feminine, divine masculine as ways to heal and as sort of tools to unlock the interwoven nature of these two things so they can dance in a more balanced way. But I really want to make it clear that in the arising and the awakening of the divine mother in the world that we live in today, one of the most key things that you can do is to utilize the word no, but yeah, thank you. No. Yeah. And feel it within your body. And, you know, sometimes there's going to be some fears associated. Well, if I say no, then here's what's going to happen. Or, you know, and then really what it comes down to is that allowing of, you know, okay, if this is, you know, if this is the energy, like when I got the neti pot, right. And I had this crazy sinus headache, and I was kind of freaking out. I was like, crap, did I like I was using the neti pot too much. And I was like freaking out. I was like, did I like hurt myself? Like I was like afraid. And then I got this feeling of like, oh my God, am I going to die because of this? And I knew I wasn't, but it was like that fear came up. And I said to myself, if this is the energy that's going to take me from this experience, then so be it. And I have faith that the light within me will guide me to where I'm, wherever I'm meant to go. But the fierce standing in what I know to be true and what I know I need to do in that sort of divine feminine space that we're talking about of really, and so we don't really think about the divine feminine as like being like saying no, but it is, it's that fierce honoring of yourself. That's the divine feminine.
It totally is. And it's that, you know, I've been dealing a lot with this in my own life and also with my clients lately. And it's exactly what you said. It's what I've been calling the sacred no. Because saying yes to yourself, finding a way to reform your world and yourself and your life requires you to begin to say yes to yourself first, which is always going to require a no to somebody else. And we are so uncomfortable with that. And what I see a lot with people who are healers or empathic or intuitive or just naturally sensitive and naturally have this very nurturing, loving aspect of them. But when it is imbalanced, oftentimes what we learn how to do or what we are taught how to do is to read the room and try to fix the room first. And what I mean by that is we so often, for myself, I'll speak of my own experience, being an intuitive and empathic person by nature and never knowing that up until the past 6 years, I never knew why I was always so depleted when I would be around a lot of people and when I would be in these really, you know, sort of emotionally charged or unfamiliar circumstances. What I realized was that most of my life, what I had learned how to do, because I am naturally intuitive and sensitive and didn't know how to healthily create boundaries and what you said, honor my sacred energy, what I learned how to do was I would walk into a room and I would intuitively read the room and say, okay, what do I need to change or fix or heal in here so that I can feel safe? And what I didn't realize was that I was depleting myself. Rather than say, how can I make myself feel safe first? How can I establish healthy boundaries for myself first? Then it doesn't matter what room I walk into.
Yes.
Because I already know how to be safe. I already know how to protect myself. I already know how to guard my energy because to me, that to me is one of the biggest imbalances that I see is unhealthy boundaries. We think that, oh, well, if I just take care of everyone else or, well, I'm empathic or I'm intuitive or I'm a healer, so I need to do this. No, this martyr complex is so out of whack. And this idea that if I just keep cutting off parts of myself and if I just take care of everybody else, then finally I will be okay. And that is just, all you're doing is depleting yourself over and over and over. So when I finally had the realization and I had that light bulb moment of going, oh, no, actually what I have to do is create healthy boundaries in my life, learn how to manage my energy, learn how to use my gifts in a way that is healthy, requires me to say no to a whole lot of things that I was saying yes to. And I didn't even really realize it. So now when I walk into a room, it's not a question of who do I need to fix? It's just a question of here I am. This is me. My boundaries are intact, and we're not even going to have a conversation about it unless you begin to push up against one, and then I'll let you know. So it's this idea, and once we have created healthy boundaries in our life, what we do is we create an arena or a container for these energies of the masculine and feminine to naturally come into balance.
Yes.
I don't
have to do anything. I was just going to say.
I just allow it.
When you allow yourself to, when you give yourself permission to say no, then the natural desires that you have and the natural energy that you actually want to give is just there. You don't have to create it.
Yeah. And it's something that, like you said, at first it may feel weird and at first we might feel uncomfortable and at first we may have, you know, we may feel like there's something at stake, like, oh, I don't want this person to be mad at me or I want them to like me or I want them to want me. So, you know, I'm going to say yes. Well, what I know is that being loved and being needed is not the same thing. And to me, healthy boundaries are the foundation of this balanced energy because boundaries indicate value. We naturally want to boundary things that are valuable to us. And, you know, look at it. I've got a PIN number for my debit card. I've got a lock for my gym, you know, my locker at the gym. I've got the, you know, the car alarm, or I've got the alarm on my house, or I've got the safe deposit box, right? When something is valuable to us, we intuitively and instinctively want to create boundaries around it. But just like you said, we so often don't realize the most valuable thing we have access to, which is our energy. And when we're not creating healthy boundaries around that, we are sending the message which says, hey, I'm just the cosmic Nutella jar. You want a spoonful? Come and get it. You know, and then we just, we end up depleting ourselves, and we have no boundaries and we have no limits, and we'll say yes to anybody. And that doesn't create a relationship where I am valued. It creates a relationship where I am used. So I think it's really important, and I'm so glad you brought this up, that I believe, or I think not the thing, but one of the things, that if you want to bring that masculine and feminine to balance real quick, figure out where you want to start saying no. And be willing to be a little uncomfortable about it. Be willing to say no, but be really, really nervous inside. And maybe you really, really want to say yes, but you know that no is the right thing. So begin to ask yourself, where in my life do I not create boundaries around the things that I value? And I think that also opens up a space where we can be honest with people, you know, and say to people like, hey, you know what, Jeremy, I know I always used to say yes to this thing, but to be perfectly honest, I've never really liked doing it. So I'm here to let you know that from now on, I'm going to say no, because I don't like doing that. And if I say yes, please call me on it, because I'm not saying yes because I really mean it. Right. So we can call in the people in our lives and let them be a part of helping us out. But, you know, we have to be willing to say no. And I love that. I'm not sure who to attribute the quote to, but, you know, I think it was, I can't remember. But no is a complete sentence. I think it was Shonda Rhimes, if I'm not mistaken. I've seen it attributed to a couple people, but I love that quote. No is a complete sentence. When I say no, I don't have to tell you why I mean no. I can just say no because I said no. Because I said so. So we've got to take one more break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up our conversation. This is such a fascinating topic, and once again, I could talk about this for days, but we don't have days. We only have 15 more minutes, but we will be right back after this break on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy here on Transformation Talk Radio, and it is the last 15 minutes of the second to last episode. I can't believe it's almost over. And today we've been talking about feminine and masculine energies, and more specifically about the rise of the divine feminine within ourselves and our society and our planet. And we're seeing the evidence of this and all of these old patriarchal structures collapsing and folding, and the rise of the female voice and the rise of this power to say, no, it's not okay for you to do that. No, it's not okay. You're stepping all over my boundaries. And we were talking about that before the break, was this idea that, you know, from my perspective, one of the fastest ways that we can really begin to create a space for this balance to occur. Because again, you know, we were saying earlier, it's kind of like gravity. You don't have to do anything to allow this balancing to occur. It's occurring. What we need to do is find out for ourselves, how do I create a place for myself within this that allows me to stay balanced and connected and all of that. And I think healthy boundaries are the key to all of it. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you've got to be willing to say no. And we've got to be willing to let that be okay, because I think one thing that I see with the divine masculine is that the divine masculine in its balanced state has nothing to prove. It has no agenda. It doesn't need your approval. It doesn't need your, you know, acknowledgement. And it doesn't even, you know, this idea of scarcity and lack and competition, and I got to get mine before you get it, and I got to be more aggressive. That is the most imbalanced divine masculine thing ever, because, you know, scarcity and lack are human creations. It's something that we have created. And when we're coming at it from like, I got to get mine and keep you from getting mine, and there's only so much to go around, and, you know, last man standing is the winner, that is like the most toxic masculine energy I can think of, or, you know, one of the versions of it anyway. And we're seeing that play out, that no, everyone gets a seat at the table. And when I'm in my balanced energy, I don't have anything to prove, because I've created a space for myself that is safe. And I think that that's a big one, right? Like, how do we, especially when we're not given these models, like, we don't have a lot of models of healthy masculine or healthy feminine energy a lot of the time, especially in pop culture and especially in media. Like, we're shown all of these imbalanced versions of that. And so I think that it can be, sometimes you feel like you're kind of poking around in the dark, right? Like, trying to find the light switch, trying to figure out the lay of the land as these shifts are occurring. And for me, what it required was really getting honest with myself. And one of the big things that I had to learn in honoring my own divine feminine energy was learning how to ask for help.
Yeah.
Right? Learning how to say, I'm scared. I don't know how to do this. Help me. Or say, I don't have the answers. I don't know how to fix it, but I'm here anyway, right? I'm willing to have the conversation, and I'm willing to work through it with you, but I don't have an answer. I don't know what the truth is right now, and we can find it together. But I think for a lot of men, it's very scary for us to be sensitive and vulnerable and admit that we don't have the answer and we don't know how to fix it. And I think that's one of the big ones.
Yeah.
What has been your challenge?
Well, for me, I feel like, you know, every moment is sort of asking a new aspect, a new facet to come up, and, you know, it's going to be different than ever before. And so really just honoring that new creation that I'm creating. And I think that's something that's really important, is to say, I created this and it is good. I created this and it is good. what I really want to do for everyone listening is to sort of like walk through like an energetic experience of opening these two polarities up and, you know, really holding the space for the divine feminine to be a foundation for the divine masculine. So what I want to do is for, you know, everyone that's listening to this, take a deep breath. And just feel that feeling of receptivity, that feeling of receiving. It feels so good to receive. So often we hear, oh, we just need to allow, we just need to receive. But when we really get close with ourselves and we just say, oh, I just need to receive, we just really let ourselves receive. It feels so good. And so I just ask that you open your heart. Maybe you can even put your hand on your heart. And you can say these words in your head or out loud. I love you. Thank you so much for being with me today. I'm so blessed to have this body and to have this experience. And may all that is in store for me and all that is lined up for me be received by me as my creation in the most graceful and masterful way. For the well-being of all, and for the highest and most perfect divine orchestration and dance of my perfect relationship with this world. And may all beings be blessed, loved, nurtured, held, set free.
Oh, it looks like we're having network difficulties. Darn it, we're missing the end of that. Jeremy, if you can hear me, we're cutting out. So I guess that's the deal with the magic of technology is sometimes it doesn't help us out. So I think one of the beautiful points that Jeremy was making with that affirmation, excuse me, is just finding that way to connect with ourselves and to open up to ourselves to receive. One of the things that I know from my own experience and from my own journey of healing myself and really getting right with myself is the truth that the separation that we so often carry within ourselves, the separation from ourselves, the part of ourselves that is vulnerable, the part of ourselves that is sensitive, that is intuitive, that is compassionate, that is innately kind and caring, we so often are taught to diminish this part of ourselves. We so often are taught that this part of ourselves is a weakness that we need to cover and we need to guard. And I would say that the opposite is true. That when we allow ourselves to come into union with ourselves, when we ask ourselves, please show yourself to me, let me feel the truth of who I am, let me know the truth of who I am, and we begin to create and nurture a conscious connection with this aspect of ourselves, amazing, powerful things happen. When we allow ourselves to come into connection with our own divine feminine aspects, we learn how to heal ourselves, and then we can take that same energy and that same impulse and carry it with us. And that doesn't mean that I have to heal the world. But oftentimes when we stand in the presence of another who has done their work and who is aligned with their truth and who knows who they are and is comfortable with that, just being in their presence is a transformational experience. So if you're not sure how to begin this journey of loving yourself, if you're not sure how to come into deeper union with yourself and how to learn how to use your vulnerability as a strength and use your compassion and your sensitivity as a way to be powerful in your experience and learn how to say no and learn how to say yes to yourself, simply begin by asking the question, show me the parts of myself that I have forgotten. Please show me the parts of myself that are asking for acknowledgement, that are asking for acceptance, and that are asking for my love. And learning how to love ourselves and nurture and heal ourselves is what will change the world. I know this to be true above all else. that the best we can do is heal yourself and then share with other people how you did it. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. Sorry that we lost Jeremy. We had some technical difficulties, but we will see you in 2 weeks, the second Thursday. Excuse me. It'll be the fourth Thursday in February. Excuse me. And that will be our last episode. So thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at andrewmartin.energy. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you are there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell.